You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome, welcome.
How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm proud of us. We made it to week two back. Look at us go.
I know. It's like full-blown winter here. So like,
yes, same. Did you guys get a blizzard too?
We were supposed to get 20 inches. And we did not, like, thank God we did not get that. But
yeah, I don't know what we got, but it was a freaking insane amount. Connor would go shovel, and then an hour later, the driveway would be full of snow, and then he'd go shovel again, and then it would look again like there's, like, you didn't do anything.
Okay, yeah, we didn't get that much.
Oh, it was, I don't know, I should have checked how much it was, but it was insane.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Well, it's nice, though, like, I feel like that in between, like between fall and winter, like, yeah. Full-blown fall and full-blown winter is always, like, you're waiting for it to snow, but you don't want it to snow.
Yeah.
But you're like, don't, your body doesn't know how to like feel about it.
It just feels like it's freezing. I did a session this weekend.
Yeah.
And I think it was only like, it said it was like minus 14 or something, but it was so cold. Like yeah, I felt like it was especially cold. And I've shot in minus 30. Like it felt horrible.
Yuck. Yeah. Oh, dang. Oh, well, we're just, maybe we'll, in another week or so, we'll be adjusted, but right now we're not.
I don't know. I feel like after that session, I was like, why did I book a winter wedding? Like, for my yourself. Wedding.
This is the time of year that, like, I feel like I should not be Canadian because I'm like, ew, why am I here? Why am I cold?
I feel that.
And the next, in a few weeks or so, I'm good. But, like, yeah. I know. We'll be fine, though, for years. I feel like it'll be okay. Like, by the time your wedding hits and in like December, like you'll be, well, your body will be adjusted.
And it's
like,
a good thing I want mostly indoor pictures too. So
yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be good.
But yeah, nothing really is new over here. I'm just still wrapping up wedding season and yeah, shooting a little bit, but
me too. Actually, you know, I have like 5 things left to edit. Mm. I'm like trying to get them through.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, I booked a bunch of time off because I was kind of overwhelmed with all my editing. So I like kind of like closed off a bunch of days. Now I'm like, should I do Christmas minis?
Yeah, right.
Like, why would I do that to myself? I don't know. But like, now I want to. Because so my brain's like, oh, I have less to do. Now I need to do it. Like, right. This is our toxic trait.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So we should make an episode on toxic traits of photographers.
Oh my God, we should.
Our photography toxic traits.
Photographer toxic traits.
I think it would give everybody a good laugh.
Yes. People that are photographers and also that have worked with photographers.
That's like one of our upcoming episodes for real.
Okay, I like that idea.
Me too.
Should we talk about your idea for today's episode? Because you're the one that kind of.
I know. I woke up this morning and had it in my head. So yeah. We should do it.
No,
so I thought it would be good. Like I feel like we've touched on this topic like throughout every episode probably about like how to like tell your photographer or like your vendors like what you want, blah, blah, blah. But I think it would be good to kind of go over like a few different things on like realistic expectations on how to like speak to your photographer to get the things that you want. Because like we've talked about in other episodes, like you book a photographer with a certain style and then like you just assume you're going to get those pictures, but that's not always the case, I feel like. And I think people maybe like that's a good reason why people are sometimes disappointed or like things happen like blurred lines where like, oh, this isn't what I expected because there's things that like maybe you didn't communicate about or you didn't talk about or like weren't talked about or
And I think like when you're seeing these photographers on Instagram and they're shooting these like gorgeous, detailed, luxury weddings, and then some people will go to these photographers and have like, you know, just an average wedding. And then they're like, oh, my photos don't look like this, you know? So I think to figure out with your photographer, okay, how do I get that from you? But like you can't just hire that photographer and expect to get these like – crazy, bougie, cool, you know?
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I feel like it's on both parties. Yes. On the photographer. It's also on the bride.
Totally.
Because both people can't read each other's minds.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
And like somebody can book a photographer and expect the stuff that they see on their portfolio, not realize that that's not the photographer's doing.
Yeah.
Or like whatever, like not out of their control. Mm-hmm. Don't communicate that's what they want. And then they end up with what they get. Yeah. So,
because
I don't know.
I think that this might be, I don't know, a controversial
It's almost a hot
statement.
Take. It's almost a hot yeah. take in itself. Yes.
But it's not like sometimes, especially people who aren't photographers and they're looking at a photographer's work, like it's not always the photographer that's amazing. Sometimes it's the clients, it's the venue,
yeah.
it's yes. the aesthetic, like, and that's so yes. bad to say, but a good photographer can make all those things look incredible yes. and epic, but
also a good photographer yeah. can make an average wedding look epic.
Exactly.
And I think that's where people get confused because yeah. I think a lot of photographers, and there's nothing like saying this is bad because like when we do a portfolio and we want to show people our work, mm-hmm. we're going to pick the work that we're like the proudest of
yeah.
and that we love the most and that's the most beautiful because we want to show off that exactly. work of ours, right? But when you think about like clients, not every client is going to have that one beautiful, luxurious wedding that you shot in Italy. So it's almost like, and I think this is also like it's controversial, but it's like it's almost up to us mm-hmm. to show more than just one kind of wedding.
Yes.
And like that is controversial, I think, because we're always told as photographers, you need to show people the work you want to get, not yeah. the work you don't want to get. So that's when you get people posting only the beautiful luxury work.
Totally.
And then nobody actually sees what an average wedding looks like. And
even though they still book those average weddings, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's like one of the main things. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would maybe like cause the most disconnect.
Yeah. Because your client's going to see you posting all these amazing luxury weddings.
Yeah.
And then they do your wedding and they're like, oh, why doesn't my average wedding look like I'm in Italy? You know? So
yeah.
And
yeah.
it sounds like, okay, maybe common sense, but it's not. And that's
it's not,
a lot of these scandals that have happened yeah. with photographers and clients, like the TikTok scandals, all these things. Like, that's kind of a result of that.
Because honestly, when I listen to those TikTok scandals or like all that stuff, mm-hmm. I'm always thinking like, okay, like there was no communication here. As much
yeah.
as it sounds like there's communication, there's obviously like not.
Yeah.
There's some sort of disconnect.
And also people just booking the first photographer they find.
Yeah.
And not looking yeah. into a full gallery from their photographer,
variety
of galleries.
It's funny you say that, Sarah, because Sarah is right now is in the process of planning her own wedding.
Yes.
Right. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
But I have to keep reminding Sarah, like, ask more, like,
yeah.
ask more people. Just get all the info you yeah. can.
So I've been like, asking for full galleries because it really, like, you know, it shows more. Because when you look at someone's Instagram feed, of course they're going to show the best, of course,
and it's a highlight reel.
People on Instagram for photographers, they show you the portraits, they show you the pretty details and sunset photos. They don't show mm-hmm. you the ceremony that maybe the lighting was crappy, or they don't show you the dance. Like, and to be able to shoot those things, like, you want to know that your photographer can shoot the variety of things.
Honestly, when I have friends getting married and I'm like, for some reason, maybe I'm in their wedding, like
yeah.
my friend that got married last year, when I was helping her find a photographer, like she had her own list and I gave her like a list of people that I know are good and mm-hmm. like all that stuff. And she was like, showed me one girl and she's like, what do you think? She's new. Like, there's nothing wrong with booking like a new photographer.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm like, honestly, ask for a full gallery because you want to see, mm-hmm. especially like just the way the whole thing looks.
Yeah.
But you want to see the dance, like mm-hmm. the reception, the inside shots.
Yes.
Because that's what people
yeah.
don't post. And that's honestly one of the hardest things to shoot
it
at
is.
A wedding. Like, honest to God, because
yeah.
you're dealing with flash, you're dealing with light that's different all over the venue. You're dealing with people moving really fast when they're dancing
yeah.
and like this thing's happening.
Yeah.
And that's like a really good thing to check. So,
because
yeah.
there's a lot more like technical skill involved in shooting a reception or shooting indoor
yeah.
pictures. And even as simple as, you know, like family portraits, does
yeah.
everyone have their eyes open? Because some photographers don't
we'll
give
take
a crap
one picture.
About
yeah.
family portraits. So they're like, oh,
yeah.
I'll just quickly edit these 50 photos. But you want to make sure these things are
Yes.
You know, like that's
so, yeah. Yeah. So like, let's, when I was thinking about this morning, I'm almost thinking like, let's kind of dive in to like different things like that kind of, I sent you a few.
Yeah.
Let's dive into like ways you can communicate certain things with your photographer or like to mm-hmm. get what you want
yeah.
when you're like, even where's my phone? I have it written down.
And also I was thinking we should talk about the things that like you don't need to communicate to your photographer, because I think that there's also things that like shot lists, for example, you don't need to yes. give your photographer a shot list of like the first kiss, putting on the rings, like, you know, so there's definitely things that you like should, and that will
yeah things to focus on, so you're not wasting your time on things you
totally.
Don't need to
yeah
yeah. So I'm almost thinking, let's start off with okay. Let's start off with, this is like a easy one, I guess, yeah. that it's like pretty, I mean, for us, I feel like it's common sense. I mean, not for everybody.
Totally.
So, but how to communicate what kind of a vibe you want mm-hmm. for your wedding photos. Like, not your wedding, because that's, I guess this is almost a hot topic too when I say this,
yeah.
but when you're talking to your photographer and you're like, I want this kind of vibe for my wedding. Is that, Sarah, I'll let you answer this.
Okay.
When you have someone say, oh, I want this vibe for my wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that necessarily your responsibility, or is it their responsibility to plan a wedding around the vibe they want?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Like yes. even, so I've been inquiring to photographers and talking with them and everything. And it's honestly, sorry, I need to wiggle. talking to these photographers has been such a cool learning experience for me, because even in the questionnaire, so like you go to inquire and almost like the majority of the photographers were like, what do you like about my style? Which I think is yes. really important, but also like, yeah. what's the vibe of your wedding? And even I had to yeah. like sit there and think like, okay, what is the vibe of my wedding? What's the aesthetic and the color palette and all these different things? So I think like with your question, mm-hmm. part of that is the shooting style of your photographer for sure. Because mm-hmm. if you want an editorial, like Vogue, Vanity Fair vibe, like, okay, you want a photographer that has that aesthetic, but also you have to think, is my venue Vanity Fair? Is my, yeah.
That's what I was trying to kind of go with.
Is my decor Vanity Fair? Okay, I want a mountain photographer. I want that grainy, like, rustic, vintage Jordan vibe. Okay, are you getting married at City Hall? That's probably not going to work. If you want that vibe.
Yeah, yeah. You know? If that's the vibe you want.
Yeah.
So I think people, like, first of all, realize what you're planning.
Totally.
And then you need to realize that you can communicate that with your photographer and they can do the best they can, but not necessarily, like, I feel like it's not necessarily like up to your photographer to curate the way your wedding looks, because totally. they're there to document
mm-hmm.
and they can shoot in their style. Like, we all have our style that we shoot in. And yeah, some people's styles are more editorial Vogue. Some people's are more lifestyle candid.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you can't shoot. I feel like you cannot turn a barn, like barn rustic, very rustic, like barnyard, backyard wedding mm-hmm. into editorial Vogue. Unless you plan it to be editorial yes. Vogue barn. Yeah. And if you have all, like.
But I think what, like, also what you're saying yes. is like, it's not the job of your photographer necessarily.
Yes.
To so hit that I just, vibe.
Yes, so like,
because they can't put mountains in the background of your Southern Saskatchewan wedding, you know, like
yes,
things like that.
I feel like the communication,
yeah,
needs to be like, okay, like this is what I'm planning.
Mm-hmm.
This is the vibe I want. There needs to be like some sort of discussion,
totally.
Because I feel like if there's not, then you might be disappointed.
Yeah, I think so.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like what I kind of have done in this whole wedding planning process is before, like, shockingly, hiring a photographer has been one of the last things I've done. Like, I've mood boarded. I have figured out, like, I haven't gone wedding dress shopping, but I know the aesthetic of a dress I want. I know what my venue looks like. I know what the color of my bridesmaid's dress are. I'm building this aesthetic and look for my wedding, and I'm trying to find a photographer and inquiring to photographers that fit within that style. And their weddings, like, their portfolio looks like what my vibe of my wedding is going to be. I'm not, like, some people, I think, just hire whoever, whether it's, like, okay, my friend used them, awesome. But, like, I think you kind of have to do it backwards in that way, because make your photographer fit in to your vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And I guess you could do it the other way. Like, say you like Nicole Ashley and her weddings are all very like elegant, bougie, whatever. So like you could say, I like her style. And then if you really wanted to, you could plan your wedding around that. But like if you hired that photographer who's elegant, like bougie, and you, like you said, have a barn wedding, you're probably not going to get what you want with her colors, with her aesthetic, with her shooting style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 So just talk. I feel like just the chat that everybody, like, nobody wants. I feel like nobody wants to chat with their photographers, but it's like, we got to be pals with our photographers.
Yeah, your photographer's so important. Like,
yeah. And also them want to be your friends anyways. Yeah, so like,
totally. And I'm already noticing that too. Like, with inquiring with different people, I've been emailing back and forth and I'm like, already drawn to different people based on our personalities and how they email. Like this one girl I'm really vibing with and I'm like, I love her stuff and I kind of just want to hire her also because I'm like, you're fun. Like you're
and cool. We've talked about this. People usually book photographers for them.
Yes.
And their work's great. Obviously their work's great because we love their work, but it's like a lot of times it comes down to if they like the person.
Totally. And I felt like it meant something to her, like our conversation, like I felt seen in that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
sorry. Side okay. tangent again.
No, that's good. That's good. Okay. So I feel like, especially too, I mean, maybe some people don't like this. I feel like most of us would like this, but I guess sharing as much information about your wedding to your photographer as you can. And I know some people aren't that kind of person and they're like oh, just show up and it's still a beautiful wedding and they don't send them anything and it's fine. Like a lot of my, like I have lots of clients that like don't send me very much about their wedding and it's still a beautiful wedding. Like I show up and I really don't know what to expect, but I feel like if you are trying to curate something like very unique, special, like, and you want things done like the very certain way because you have that vision in your mind, I feel like in order to get that, like giving your photographer as much information about your wedding as possible is the easiest way to do it. Like sharing pictures of your venue, sharing pictures of your dress. You know what's funny is like, I don't usually like, well, sometimes I'll see my brides because I'm friends with them before their wedding and I'm like, oh, let me see your dress. But like most of my brides don't show me their dress
because they're like, oh, it's a secret, right? Like no one can know. But like, I think the one person is your photographer.
I feel like, I don't know, but like it would make me do it. Like I would be getting ready for their wedding and like thinking about their dress and how I can pose it to show it off and like what different angles I can do to like show it off like the best ways. Every
dress is so different with that.
Honestly, and every dress photograph's different.
100%.
And every person's different.
Yeah. Like think of a sparkly dress. You're like, oh, maybe I'll bring this flash and we can put it off the camera and showcase the sparkles in the dress.
I mean, like, just little things like that totally. That people really don't think about, obviously. And, like, because like you said, they try and keep it a secret. Yeah. But, like,
which also we get, but.
But if you're going for something that, like, you're very, like, specific about what you want and you want it to be perfect, like, give them as much information as possible. Yeah. Us photographers, like, we might not text you back for a few days because we're busy in the summer. But, like, we want to see that.
Especially like, even, like, I know the week before my wedding, that's when I get in the headspace of like,
yeah, okay,
this venue.
Me too.
And if they sent you like their dress, their colors, and even then you can get in the headspace and you start thinking of things and that creative ball gets rolling that day. But if you can even a couple days before have those things, I think it makes such a difference. Even colors, like I know a lot of people bring like, for the detail shots, they'll bring like ribbon or trays or stuff. So if you have the colors beforehand, like if you tell your photographer that, they can bring those extra props. They can already like, you know, have a surface even to do the details. Cause that's the biggest issue for photographers is figuring out a surface to do the detail shots on. So I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. Like give us as much info as possible. Totally. We will love it. And if your photographer doesn't want it, they'll just have it. Like, there's no harm, no foul. Like, it's done.
And not all photographers like that. But personally, you and I obviously are agreeing on this. Like, I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes in your head. And you're like, oh, sick. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know. It's just, like, one of those things that helps me get in the zone. And, like, even you too. You like, had, that week like, before.
If you know your details beforehand, to tell your photographer, these are my five things I want my detail shot. We can... Yeah. Go on Pinterest or start like figuring out, okay, so I'm going to put this mirror here. I'm going to put the perfume this way. Like I don't know. I think it just enhances the creativity of.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
And your photographer's probably not going to look at it till the week of.
But that's fine.
As long as you send it, like, we don't need to talk to you about it. Like, we're just going to get the ball rolling with it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing that. Okay, one second. Pause.
Yeah. Are you texting Coleman?
No. Oh. I'm on the job, Sarah. No, that was meant to my list. So I. My list of two things. I love that for me. What if we talked about your dance and like what's important? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. Okay. What am I doing? Okay. another thing too that like, and this kind of goes into a shot list, but I don't think what I'm about to say is that technically a shot list. So some people tell me stuff like this and some clients don't. And like, it's definitely like just dependent on like what kind of a person you are. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'll have people tell me like, I really like value pictures of my guests. Like I really want a lot of pictures of my guests hanging out, laughing, dancing. Mm-hmm. And some people don't value that. And like, that's fine. If it's about them and they just want pictures of them hanging out and stuff, like that's also fine. But when I hear that like from a client, like, oh, we really want, like, we love seeing pictures of our guests.
Yeah.
That gives me like almost like a good go ahead to say, okay, like they want to see like I'm good to like go to every single table and like see if anyone wants pictures.
Yeah, totally.
Or like I'm good to go crazy on the dance floor and make sure I get a picture of every single person dancing.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those things that it does vary between people. Like if I'm doing a wedding and they haven't really specified, like I'll usually do like a good 50-50 of like pictures of the bride and groom in their reception and then guests. If they like tell me like we really want like a good focus on our guests hanging out, like I will make sure to include so many more. Mm-hmm. Because it's not hard for me to just walk around like a little fly on the wall and take pictures of people hanging out.
Especially if that's what they want.
Some people don't like want that. Yeah. And that's fine. But like I think that's one little thing too. Like, we'll take more pictures of people in your audience during the ceremony. Mm. Like, we'll take more pictures of people, like kids, like running around. Yeah, like, totally. We'll do it anyways. Yeah. But I feel like if you know that they value it, you'll value it more when you're shooting.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that really just depends on the people.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think, like, it doesn't matter what you value, whether it's like, oh, I want pictures of my guests. Oh, I really want to focus on maybe your bridal party is super important to you. I think just like having one thing. Or even family portraits, like if you want to be intentional about that. If you have one thing that like you really want to tell your photographer, then 100% they'll hopefully honor it. Like I know we will.
Well, and the reason I say like it's kind of like a shot list, but it's not. And like maybe we can get into that a little bit because that shot lists are one of the things that I feel like a lot of us photographers agree on the fact that they're not really necessary because we have an internal shot list that we – each photographer, like, usually we have a list of what we, like, the bare minimum photos we need because, like, the important photos, right?
I guess, should we go over, like, our internal shot list versus things that a bride should tell you as a shot list?
Yeah, because when I'm, well, the reason I brought it up is, like, because photos of guests seems, for me, like, obviously I take photos of guests, but some people will assume that maybe you don't, and then they specify. I think that's that's nice to hear. Like, we want photos of guests. Focus on that. Focus on this. Instead of, I want this specific photo of this one flower girl dancing on the dance floor, throwing, like, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that mentioning to your photographer is valuable versus, like, things that we will already do regardless.
Totally. Yeah. No. Okay. I think, like, you know, and sometimes I think we talk about it enough that people know not to, but sometimes you'll get the odd one and you look through it and it's like putting the ring on, get the first kiss. And it's like,
we know this. Yeah.
As soon as we walk into a room, we're going to get a dress shot. We're going to get a makeup shot. We're going to get a hair shot. Yeah.
Okay. So
like, I don't even have to, it's just ingrained into your brain.
I agree too. So, okay. Yeah. I'll yell it out. Okay. Sarah, girls getting ready. What is the shot list in your head right now?
Okay. Dress shot, bridesmaid shot, detail shot, shoes, perfume, earrings, any jewelry, the vows, the rings. And then you go into, okay, get a picture of the robes, put it on the robes or the getting ready robes, getting ready pajamas. get the bridesmaids putting on each other's dresses, get the bride, whoever's doing up the bride's dress, get a like hug round. And looking each other with the bride and whoever's putting on her dress, and then get a freaking, you know, first look with all the bridesmaids crying, get a quick shot of all the bridesmaids. Yeah. What did I miss? Yeah.
I think you got it all.
I didn't need to say it that fast. I was aggressive.
Well, but that's a great example, though, of like, we literally, I don't have to think about it.
No,
like
it's literally engraved. Okay, what about guys getting ready? Go 3, 2, 1. It's literally
the same. Okay, groom suit hanging up, groom shoes, any groom details all together. All the guys together drinking their beer around the coffee table because they always have a beer at 11 o'clock. All the guys laughing at each other with their beer because they don't want to take pictures and they think it's hilarious. the best man getting the groom into his suit.
Yeah.
Them laughing at each other, looking at each other because they hate it.
And they feel so awkward. They're
having a good time. And then all the guys with their little gifts, opening their gifts if they have them. All the guys together candidly, but it's not candid because they are laughing because it's awkward. and then a groom by itself in the window.
Yeah, groom by himself in the window pretending to do up his watch or fiddling with his
shoes or putting his shoes on. Yeah. And then I usually leave.
Oh, boutonnieres. Can't forget boutonnieres.
Oh, but I never get them. They're never there when I'm there. So
true. Oh, yeah. Sometimes they don't get the boutonnieres until they get to the ceremony because the flowers are with the girls. Okay, ceremony. Mm-hmm. You get to the ceremony, you do detail shots. You get any details.
Okay. So detail shots. So let's clarify because for us, we know, but like for our listeners.
Yes.
What is the detail shot?
Well, I would say if the bride's timeline allows it, you get a detail shot of the ceremony without anyone sitting. But sometimes you don't get to the ceremony until after,
everyone's there.
Yeah. Depending on how the bride decides to do their timeline. You get close up of the arch or whatever is at the front. If there's like a memorial or is it called a memorial?
Yeah, like almost like a memory table.
Moment of anyone that's passed. Like usually if someone does that, there's like pictures at the front when you walk in, or there's like pictures on the chair. You make sure you get all that kind of stuff. Guests arriving, sitting down, those paparazzi shots. And then obviously during ceremony, you get every bridesmaid coming in, every groomsman coming in. You get like, okay, they're at the front. They're going to hug the groom. You get the bride coming. You get the groom's reaction. You get the pass off. I always call it the pass off when like the parents or whoever
give away
bride to the groom or whoever it is.
I think that's right.
And then you just shoot whatever is happening, like the vows, the rings, the reactions. Yeah, ceremonies, like, I think for the most part, once you get the details, like, you shoot what's happening. You get reactions if someone's crying.
Yeah. They're pretty. And then, I mean, we went over this, so I don't know if it's, like, worth it to, like, go over everything. But the gist of it is I feel like all those little, like, basic moments, like, wedding moments that happen already, you're a photographer. Hopefully, like, if you are booking somebody that's, like, seasoned, it's not their first rodeo, like they know what they're doing, they should know the basics of like their shot list, right? And everybody's different, but I think what you should specify, like I said earlier, it's really important for us to have photos of our guests, and then your photographer should make a good point of trying to take more photos of your guests because they know you want that. For example, say like, hey, like it's really special to me to have a picture with me and my mom in the morning. And then like things like that, like little things that don't already happen in the day that like are special and like unique to you. I think like tell your photographer like 1,000 times. Yes, tell them because every wedding's different. And like I feel like we are expected to do like the basics of like every wedding thing, but the things that we don't know, we can't do. Yeah. So just, and no one's going to, that's not necessarily less say, like when we say we hate shot lists, that's not what we mean.
No. Right? And I think like most photographers will be receptive of that. And like, I don't know, unless they're like a very like documentary artsy whatever photographer, maybe they wouldn't be, but I think overall, for the most part, most photographers would be
okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever I get a shot list, too, and it's, like, all the stuff that I'll usually get, I'll just say, like, oh, don't worry. Like, I get that stuff anyways. Like, you're
But to save half, your like, time fine. Before making yeah. your shot list, yeah. like...
Don't waste your precious wedding time that you could be, like, making something or, like, doing something else. Don't waste your time doing that.
Because like, then you're going to have to go through and write all these things down that we do. Yeah. Because, like, we're yeah. there to shoot what's happening, too. Like, we're not going to be on our phone messing around when you're getting your rings on. Like, we're there to... shoot what's happening, and we know the important moments because we've been to so many weddings, and that's yeah our job.
Oh, that's part of it. That's why that's why we do it the way we do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, do you have anything on your little list over there?
I think we touched it all. Oh, I guess the one thing that is really important when it comes to a shot list, and probably, like, the only thing that is, like, a necessity is family photo shot list. And I feel like if you've listened, we have talked about this quite a bit. But the one time where a shot list is necessary is during the family photos, because that is one way to make sure it goes smooth and that no one's, like, jumping in, taking over, making mm-hmm. up all these groupings that you don't have time for. Like, shot lists for family photos is a necessity.
Yeah. Actually, I like that too, because like I will say, usually I'll say to people, like, if you don't want to make one, like if you don't have time to make one, like if it's like you have no time, that's fine. I can do like what I normally mm-hmm. do. But the one thing that does suck about that is because you don't have a list to like go back on, you get all like Auntie Sue's and they're like, oh, I just want a picture with Joanne. I just want a picture with Joanne, and I can't say, oh, sorry, like we have a list. I just say, oh, of course, yeah, because I don't have a list. Because
we're not going to be the bad guy.
And then it just kind of like goes downhill from there.
Yes.
Because at least you, if you have a list, you can say, oh, sorry, no, we have a list that we have to go off of. Like, we don't have time. We can get one later.
Yeah, totally.
You have something to blame it on. But if you don't have a list, I'm not going to be the one to say Auntie Sue can't get her picture. Like,
yeah, no, exactly.
I'm just a girl, yeah. okay? Like, I'm not there to fight anybody. Like, no, I don't know.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And one other way to even level up your communication with your photographer and like before on the day of is having a planner or a coordinator.
Yes.
And I think like just having that person even to be the middleman for a situation, like we were just saying, like with a family photo shot list, like your coordinator or planner might be there and could tell Auntie Sue like, sorry, nope, this is it. So your photographer doesn't have to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be the bad guy. Your coordinator can be the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because that's their job. They have to keep the timeline going. And
yes.
Yeah.
Maybe another thing we could touch on, and I think we kind of started off on this like tangent and then we like went to our other points. But like even again on the whole like mood of your wedding and like your vibe and like what you want your like your photos to be. How like, I mean, for us, it's easy. I feel like for us, because we mood board and we Pinterest all the time. Like it's kind of like part of our session flow and like how we like do photos.
Yeah.
But some clients don't.
Yeah.
So true. I wonder like, how can we explain? Oh my God. I'm so sorry, you guys, you're going to laugh at me, but my cat is playing fetch with me right now. And she just dropped her little toy. Okay. Go get it. Okay. Anyways, I love her. Oh, okay. Funny. But, maybe like, what are some ways, Sarah? Like, I have some, but maybe you have some too. It still looks good.
Okay.
But what are some ways that people can, like, successfully show us what they want for a vibe? Like, in my eyes, I do good visually, like, with Pinterest boards, and, like, your Pinterest board will help me.
Yeah.
I know some people, like, if you send me a wedding gallery of like something that you really love and you say like, obviously my wedding is not like this exact wedding, but I like this vibe, that would help me. Words help me. Is there anything specifically that like you feel like you get the most inspiration from when people send stuff to you?
Yeah, I feel like I get a lot of like pose inspiration mostly from couples, but I think if you can do more of like aesthetic photography. So not as much like, oh, I want to do these poses, but like I like the feeling of these photos, or the I like feeling, the look.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And like not just the pose, but the whole, even if you're, I've actually had clients do this with engagement sessions. Like they'll send a vibe. And honestly, that makes such a difference. Like being able to see a whole vibe versus, and like you said,
just poses.
That's in the clothes. That's in the location. That's in the style of photography. Like it's not just in the poses.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, and that's how I mood board. Like I mood board more for, like I mood board less for pose ideas and more for vibes, because that's, for me, like that's how I can see what you want. So I actually like send out an email to all my clients like a few weeks after they book me, and I'm like, please add me to your Pinterest board. Like send me what you have. I want to see what your vibe is. And it honestly, like this is the first year I've kind of done it where I like ask everybody and it just automatically sends to them. And like, it's so nice to see everybody's, like I already feel like I know exactly what I'm going to do for these weddings, and they're a year out. Like it's cool. It's nice.
It's like the colors and thing. Like it just gives you more of an opportunity to like figure out, okay, I'm going to do this. Or like, I don't know. It just helps you know what you're getting into.
You know what it helps me do? It helps me understand you as people.
Yeah.
That's what it helps me the most with. Because like I can show up to your wedding. I can show up to your wedding and like think I know you. But I don't, like your wedding vibe gives me a good like glimpse into like your love and your love story and like you guys as a couple.
Totally.
So
yeah. And it's like what you prioritize. Like, oh, like there's just a bunch of pictures of the table centerpieces. Okay. We're probably going to focus on your table centerpieces. Oh, there's a lot of photos of a girl with her grandpa. Like, yeah, we're going to get a bunch of pictures of you with her grandpa, you know, like it shows you what you really value in your wedding too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I think that's kind of overall.
I don't have any other points. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to communicate is.
And I think like there's a good balance of like not overdoing it, but like telling them the important things that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And us as photographers, like if you hired someone, hopefully like that is like very passionate in their craft and like is in it to make you great wedding photos, they will respect anything you say.
Oh, totally.
Like that you say to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Like even when people send me shot lists that like it's stuff that I know, like I still respect that. Oh. I know like
you're not going to be like, I don't need this.
Absolutely not. I just say like, oh my God, yes. Like that's perfect. I get that stuff anyway. Like, thank you for like letting me know. And
Yeah, you're not going to be
mean
about
it. It just helps.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, hopefully that gives a little inspo on,
how to communicate. Well, I'm also just, honestly, and how to communicate with us, just communicate with us.
Yeah.
Like that, because I know a lot of clients don't send anything.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and if that's what you want, then like, if you just want a photographer to show up, then yeah, that's fine too.
But I feel like a lot of, like for the amount of money, like you're investing a lot of money into us and we want to make you the greatest photos ever.
Totally.
And so you want us to do the best job. Like you gotta give us a little bit, give us a little something. Yeah.
And it'll just make it all. Yeah. I think that there is a good balance of like not too much, but I think like it will enhance your experience.
Yeah.
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 100%.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
Oh, fun. I think next week, unless we change our minds, we should do toxic photographer traits. For real. Thank you so much for listening to our second podcast back. We will be back next week. We promise you we will. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully we gave some helpful tips.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I hope we did. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
Tonight. Oh, I better do it to my camera.
Bye.